Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
I walked out of my cage, no longer afraid to be nothing for good and good for nothing.
Starts.
Sometimes I feel like a Fruit Loop. Might have been from that cereal I ate back in the 80s. Fruit Loops. They say you are what you eat. How many of you still eat Fruit Loops? Maybe you still got a Lucky Charm. A Lucky Charm going for you. Is it as real as you believe it to be? Or am I still doing dishes? I thought when I was a kid, that was punishment. I wanted to watch my show, my program on TV. Remember that? Shh, I'll miss my program. You're interrupting my program. Yeah, they fucking programmed you, all right, huh? Like the Transformers, it's more than meets the eye. Are you a Decepticon? That's really interesting about the Autobots. It's auto, so guess what? That's what. You know what's gonna happen. Automatically. As a matter of fact, it's already happened. When things are that intertwined into the fabric of reality, we will all be manipulated. Standing in the precipice of manipulation. You don't have to be manipulated, but you have to know that you can be, right? That's half the battle. Oh, who is this? Man of Magnetics. Who's coming in? I feel the chills in my skin. The power is in the imagination. We are going through some tumultuous times. What we do in these times is vital. Not only to our survival, ways in which we experience each breath we take. For it is in that moment where all the power exists and all the power lies. Power doesn't exist anywhere, but right here, right now. And right here, right now, soon becomes the present. So right here, right now, we have to use this power to claim that which is ours, to get what it is that we want. In this time-space reality, would you like to change your past? Well, simply do it. Go back to that time. Rewrite the chapters. Change your present situation, because it'll alter your future. Nothing happened that you didn't perceive. Nothing will change until you perceive it differently. Wealth is what you want. Then feel wealthy. Feel abundant. Feel grateful. Feel thankful. Feel appreciated. The reality is, it has nothing to do with other people. It is all self-image. How you imagine yourself. Everything stems from that. I don't hear a lot of talk about it. We hear about self-esteem, but that comes from self-image. Your consciousness is radiating your self-image. Do you see yourself fat or thin? Am I talking about body mass, or am I talking about your mind? Is it fat or thin? Is it in good condition? Is it in good shape? Have you been mentally exercising lately? Or are you letting your mind go to waste? Getting consumed up after they farmed your mind like the cattle that you are. Are we the sheeple? Are you the black sheep? Because let me tell you, in 2020, the black swan arrived, came back. There are powers beyond your imagination. There are beings, entities, if you will, that care nothing more than to gain power over you. They feed on your fear. They farm your energies and destroy your happiness. And they consume all of it. Isn't it interesting when we get interrupted by a phone call? I should have it on Do Not Disturb. And it may have been a very important message. It may have been something I should have taken. But there's no message more important than the one that is channeled from the other side. Right or wrong, good or bad, true or false, there isn't me coming up with these thoughts. They are coming to me in a stream, flowing like a river in the current of life. For have you ever noticed many a scientist, many a people, many behavioralists, whatever it may be, they want to know the origin of it all, that source energy, God. And the deeper they look, the more molecular level, when they get down to the nitty-gritty, to the particles that make us, they've noticed one thing. All the particles are the same that make up everything, each and every one of us. There is no difference until you fade back into your third dimensional perspective. But beyond this, it's all the same. Each one of us has a body, right? You can see our bodies, but you know what you can't see? You can't see your head. You cannot see your own Godhead without a mirror or reflection. Therefore, each one of us has a Godhead. Godhead that captures all that entails what is for you. What you see, what you hear, what you say, what you think, what you feel. It is relevant only to you, to ourselves. May we ask another Godhead to the left or to the right of us to interpret what we're seeing as accurate, valid, correct, true. Would they agree with us? Maybe, maybe not. Depends on their level of agreeableness. Depends on how each emotion is playing through the planets of our galaxy within our universe. They all affect us. They all have different emotions that they provoke, per se, in each one of us. I've been waiting for this moment my entire life. This very moment. I feel very enlightened. I feel very empowered. I feel very magnificent. I feel very, very happy. Does that make you happy when I say I'm happy? What if it wasn't true? Would you still be happy? Would you rather be blissfully ignorant, or would you rather get the hard truths? Curious. Oh, it depends, you say. Ah, indeed it does. Everything depends. And for old people, even when you have to take a leak, right? It depends. Sometimes you need your depends. I'm kind of funny, but not really. Definitely not as funny as Easter Bunny. You know old Peter Cottontail hopping down that bunny trail? And then he ran into Roger Rabbit. They had fun with Dick and Jane. But then there was Tracy. So it was Dick and Tracy. Or Dick Tracy. Hey, you know what? Fun, right? Fun stuff back in the day. Imaginations were livid. Or were they living? What word would you choose to ad lib? There's many of things, many of words, many of feelings. Today, though, I know where I stand. I stand in favor, for I walk in favor, God's favor. And with God inside me, how can any man be against me? The army behind me, of angels and unforeseen beings, to protect me as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I fear nothing. Do I fear myself sometimes? Of course. My own mind, of course. My self-doubt, my negative self-talk, my contradictive talk, my undecisiveness, my paralysis. But do I deny my emotions? No. Many of you seek a doctor's advice. What is it that makes Dr. King? Who died and made Dr. King? Who told you that the doctor was king? You have your own innate smart body inside you, guiding you, pointing you in the right direction, telling you what it is that you really truly need. And how often do you listen to yourself? How often do you listen to your intuition? How often do you deny yourself? This is no time to be fooled by a doctor's advice. They are practitioners practicing. Remember that. They are not kings and queens. They've studied particular topics and subjects of interest to get better and deeper understanding on situations. It is no different than the psychologist or psychiatrist who studies human behavior. Many a people do not have a license to practice such common sense communication. Many a people are great counselors and do not have a degree. Many people have great wisdom, do not have a title. You're giving all of your power away, seeking the advice of everything and everyone else. Validation is good. It can help steer in the right direction, but be wary of where you get your validation. Be mindful and seek out more than one opinion. And see which one resonates greatest with you, within you, within your own vibrational frequency. When's the last time you stood in your vortex? Your vortex of power. It's when you're in perfect alignment, spinning like a top. And you'll spin in the greatest frequency ever. And continue to spin until your phone rings, or you get a text, or you get another update, notification. Somebody knocks on your door. Somebody bumps into you at the grocery store. It's really sad, but we've come to a day and age in life where you almost have to question everyone's intent. As the ventures of your life and the journey ahead of you, and the one that you're currently on. It's a little bit of bittersweet, is it not? Beautiful 1 minute, disheartening the next. You have wealth in your hand at one moment. Broke as fuck the next. Then an avalanche hits you, and you have more than enough. And then it gets wiped out again. I walk without my hands open. Not that I don't want to receive, but I do not ask. Can we look to the left and look to the right? Can we notice if our brothers and sisters are doing okay? Can we help them up when they need it? Would they help you up when you needed it? If they could, would they? Most people want to help. A lot of people have some strange ways of helping. Think they're helping, they're not. Some people won't help even if they could. Is that the picture you wanted me to paint for you? Shall we get our little imaginary paintbrushes out and paint a story? Story represents past, present, and future. Coming to you live, channeled from another galaxy within our universe, far, far away. Somebody interrupts. You take a moment to listen to their perspective on life, and it throws you out of balance, throws you out of whack. What do you do? What do you do? Say, hey, dear child, take my hand. Come up here to this higher flying disc, vibrational disc that I am on. It is much better up here. Oh, no, you don't understand, they say. You do not understand what I'm going through. It is so painful. It hurts so much. Please come down here and listen to me. Say, I would love to come down there and listen to you, but I haven't the time. So you're more than welcome to join me up here. Reach down, give them your hand, and bring them up. There's some really good people in this world, and there's some really not so good people in this world. Who decides what role they play is up to us, each and every one of us. Change your past, change your future, by taking advantage of all the power that is here right now within you, all your capabilities. So as I was saying, we are going through tumultuous times, and what that means is that it's a mind game, and you got to deal with it. That, like, we're going to wake up every day and we're going to have a lot of stuff on our plate. But more than anything, what's more important than getting lost in the sauce with everything and everyone is to ground yourself. And because of the tumultuous times, it means we are being combated with frequencies that you're unaware of, silent, invisible frequencies. And they're using every goddamn device they can find to penetrate your very being. You ever seen what a sonic wave can do? sonic waves can explode things, turn you into slime, make you evaporate, make you go crazy. Did you know if you got a shot, a vaccination shot, and they put mercury in there, and mercury does things under different temperatures. So if we can get everybody to head south to the heat where the temperature rises, it raises, goes towards your brain. And while it's near your brain, it starts to affect your neurology. And you will have mental breakdowns. You will have all sorts of issues. A lot of them resulting in manifesting. This vessel I am using, Mr. Aspar, he is fading in and out right now. I ask you to lay down, Aspar, and finish the channel. Lay as a yogi on your mat. Is this factual? Is this fictional? You decide. Do I care? Of course I care. I care about all of mankind and humanity. I care about home. Where I'll see each one of you again, as I always do. Home is where we do these things. Home. Take me home. Whatever I need to know, I will know. Spirit is never too late. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The divine plan shall now flourish through my life. Is this factual? Is this fictional? You decide. Do I care? Of course I care. I care about all of mankind and humanity. I care about home. Where I'll see each one of you again, as I always do. Home is where we do these things. Home. Take me home. Whatever I need to know, I will know. Spirit is never too late. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The divine plan shall now flourish through my life. Let's just take a break. I believe in it.
When you eventually see through the veils to how things really are, you will keep saying again and again, this is certainly not like we thought it was.
Oh, thank you.